today.
So we're kind of all in the arc, all in together today, and as we've been talking about, November 13th, 2012, the day of the dawn. Day of the dawn. Sorry, that was a little bit of a Mercury retrograde moment there. Oh my God. Technical difficulties. The day. We're moving from the day of the dead to the day of the dawn.
I'm
all these
so moments. Looking forward for the new world, the world of love and peace, and I'm so looking for it.
Yay. Yay. That is exactly.
Nice that I'm impatient.
Uh-huh. And you're impatient. I think we're all impatient. We've waited 13,000 years for this shift, so it's okay to be a little impatient. Wow. Well, this portal solar eclipse moment is brought to you by the Creator herself, which is really what the shift is about. Tuning into the fact that, oops, got a little squeak going on there. Tuning.
I know. What is that squeak?
I don't know. It's an astral squeak.
Karen, I have a question.
So
can I ask a question, Guru Karen?
Oh, yes.
It's a spiritual question. There are these emails floating all over from, I don't know, have you heard about a Master Kirel?
No, but I'm feeling to kind of just be with this energy right now, and then we could talk about that later.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, great.
It's good. A positive energy. I just wanted to know your validation about it.
Okay. I haven't read it, but let's talk about it in a minute.
Sure.
Probably feel good energy about it to give you that feedback. So let's breathe in all the good energy that's floating around. All the masters, all the star beings, and what makes each master, each person, and each star being so powerful is our alignment and our harmony with each other. So that's what this is. I think somebody else needs to mute. I'm getting a little noise. Okay, good. That's better. Something. Okay. Just so we can concentrate. So let's just concentrate and breathe. This solar eclipse is having the effect of scattering the energy, could have the effect of making us feel scattered. And as I said a minute ago, that it's bringing through these frequencies that are breaking up lower density. They're breaking up the density of 3D, they're breaking up the lower density of 3D. So we're moving into a time where we are the commanders of our reality. But it comes out of the alignment with these frequencies. So it's not like we're the commanders alone, but we're aligned with force and have more power, ability, awareness to command. I still think I'm needing another star six there somewhere. Okay, thank you. Yeah, okay, better. Wow. Oh, okay. So, yeah, so this solar eclipse, now I really have an echo, is, okay, good, better. This solar eclipse is the last solar eclipse in this whole galactic cycle leading to December 21st, 2012, as we enter the next phase, the in-breath of the cycle of life where the Shakti becomes activated. The Shakti becomes activated. Our individual Kundalini becomes activated. That's what we've been studying. Kundalini yoga, Shakti activation. So there have been a series of these eclipses, And this eclipse, which is the last in this series, is taking us from what the Mayans call, taking us from what they say we are in now, that started in 3,100 and something BC, the fifth world into the sixth world. So this solar eclipse leading up to December 21st is the portal time, that the transition time that is taking us into this sixth world, which corresponds with us to the third eye, the command center, and the etheric realm. So all of these energies that we've been talking about on the calls, and the solar flares, and the planetary alignments, are all about actually shifting the magnetic field of the sun, so that the magnetic field of the sun is now an attraction field. So we're moving back into the warmth, back into the heart of the mother, back being fully Kundalini Shakti activated beings, as opposed to as opposed to moving into more and more density, deeper and deeper into 3D, becoming more and more individuated. This is the reversal. It's the magnetic reversal of the sun. And that's what these intense solar flares have been doing. The intense solar flare activity has been reversing the magnetic frequency of the sun. We talked about how the magnets, the sides of the magnet, are being turned. So now we're in the attractive phase. And this particular moment in time, this particular solar flare, marks that portal that is an opening to that. If you feel all tingly and excited or scattered or whatever you feel, it's the shift that's happening in this moment. Still getting a little bit of an echo there. So what, you know, what Yogi Bhajan is, was when I was meditating today, was saying that this is really a,
is now unmuted.
This is really a, this is really a perfect day, a great day, a designated day to balance the tattva. So in a little bit we'll be doing the Tathanama meditation. Because this day, as we enter the sixth world, as prophesized by the Mayans, is the day that we enter the command center of our own being, the own Shakti activation command center, where we have more alignment to, as we think, that's what we bring into being, and as we command reality, we now have more connection, more harmony in this world, in the sixth world. This is the world of us being the commanders of our world. So this is a very powerful initiation day. And I remember, some of you may remember, but Yogi Bhajan used to talk about prayer, and not prayer as a kind of a passive act, but prayer, he said, he never just sat and prayed and hoped something would happen. He said if he would walk around, and as we know, he was had a very powerful presence, 6'4", big presence. He would walk around with his arms up and say, "I command thee. I command thee." So I encourage you, as you move into practicing, working with these new frequencies of even more and more crystalline light, that you can walk around the house, maybe when nobody else is there, maybe when everybody's there, with your arms up and thinking of what your prayer is, whatever it is, if it's something personal or something planetary, just practice inhaling and just bringing your arms up and practicing saying, "I command thee, I command peace," and then really feel that coming down into your body as a crystalline frequency, as a reflection of the light that's now coming in through the solar eclipse portal. Just hearing a lot of noises, so I'm thinking we're needing somebody on Star 6, because I'm hearing like banging and things. Maybe we should just try star 60. Okay, so we are at the end of a galactic day, and this time period, as we know, has, the Mayans call it the end of a galactic day, and it's been a long day, long day's night, according to the Beatles. So if you feel tired or stressed out, you're at the end, we're at the end of a galactic day. So these cycles, as we've been talking about, that the Mayans and the yogis give us, are really cycles of consciousness. So this consciousness that we're moving into with this solar flare today is the cycle of the sixth world, or learning how to be in harmony with the galaxy, which means to balance our own tattvas. So as we moved into greater and greater density away from spirit, the path down, so to speak, into greater density from spirit is through, like the step down ladder and the step up ladder, is through the tattvas. So the tattvas are basically like steps, like transformer steps, to be able to ascend or descend into greater levels of light or density. So depending on what it is that you want to create, the path to creation is to working with the tattvas, just like if you want to play a song on a musical instrument or a piano, like you want to play Clair de Lune on the piano, for all those who took piano lessons out there. I love playing Clair de Lune. So you have the sheet music, and then you press different keys. Well, it's Yogi Bhajan's telling us, it's just like that when you want to create something. But the keys that you're pressing are the tattvas, like also like if you have a paint and you're mixing different paints together. So you can say, okay, I want a, you know, a higher density or this or that, or a lower density, I need more form around this, less form around that. It's all done through these steps, through these step down and step up transformers, which yogically are called the tattvas. So originally, as we came from pure light, the yogis tell us that there's 31 stages going from that state of absolute merged oneness, where we're not separated at all from the divine, into where we move into that pure individual feeling of separateness. So this is the range. So during this whole last fifth world, 13,000 out-breath time, we've been focusing on how can we have this complete experience of separateness in every atom, which gives us complete freedom to totally be whoever we want to be without any, you know, interference, so to speak, from the divine. But now we're moving back into the ascending scale of the tattvas to move back into, okay, now that I've embrace and experience so many different experiences, and nobody's been telling me what to do, and I've been this, and I've been that, and I've done this and that. Now it's the time to bring all those atoms, or individual experience, but it's also experience on the atomic level, all of your individual atoms into harmony with the divine, with the light. So just go ahead and breathe into that, because Yogi Bhajan's saying that this is really, really important, and that he's saying, give me a minute to work with this. Don't go too fast, Karen. Slow down. Okay, so just take a breath. So in this moment, I'm feeling the master is working with harmonizing and recalibrating. I'm hearing him say down to the atomic level of our bodies so that we can be calibrated to the frequency of how to harmonize our individual atoms with the atoms. He's saying with the atoms of the divine. He's saying, yeah, it's all atoms. Adams and Eves. Okay, so just breathe into that perfect balance, the perfect Adam and Eve, divine feminine, divine. Okay, good, good, good. Okay, we're receiving the transmission. We're getting a link up. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, breathe that in. There you go. Okay, all the way down to your feet. Wiggle your toes, fingertips, shoulders, head. Feel it in your third eye, your crown, and then let it flow out into all of your body. This is a stream of harmonic light balance, which is readjusting and calibrating your tattvas, so that your tattvas can now be tuned or calibrated to the ascending or ascending scale. The ascension is tuning the tattvas to the ascension frequency so that we can have the direction of going up to more light and less density. Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Wow. Excellent. Okay, so, wow, that was powerful. Breathe. Yeah, we'll chant in a minute. Wow. So, the final five of these tattvas, or layers, are the qualities of 3D, or the physical plane, and also these five tattvas are what give us the sensations that we experience, whatever we're feeling. So it's the sensory level. So it's if we touch something next to us or feel something, it's the different qualities of the tattvas. And then when we go into other perceptual experiences, then it's the tattvas that are beyond the sensory realm, and that's what we get into. Once we stabilize our frequency in the third eye, or now aligned and harmonized with the sixth world, and now we move into the frequency of experiencing the command center aligned with the sixth world. Okay, once we start harmonizing with that, we're going to start experiencing more and more subtle realms, or more and more of the upper steps to ascension. So that's what I'm feeling. I'm hearing. Thank you. I hear you. We're being aligned with right now those upper steps, the rungs of the ladder to the ascension frequency. Okay, good. You guys are a quick study. There we go. Okay. Just keep breathing that in. So these are the more etheric or subtle realms that aren't seen or felt with the senses of the body. Beautiful. So that's what the ascension is, ascending up the tattvas, back the 31 layers, back to source or unity consciousness, and then like coming down the scale, down the piano, into the body, and up and down. So we're going up the scale and down the scale. So whoever took music lessons, practicing the chromatic scale, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, up and down. Good. So that's what's kind of being played on our body right now, is this experience of tuning our chakras with this scale of the tattvas so that we can go up the tattvas and down the tattvas and be fluid in our flow as creator beings from the command center, from the ajna or sixth chakra. Okay, there you go. Beautiful. And then as we become more purified, the quality, like the quality of a piano, is it a grand piano? Is it just, you know, some little piano that you picked up at a yard sale, you know, like a toy? You know, what's the quality? So the qualities that we move through this scale, that's determined by our consciousness. The quality that we bring to the ascension scale. It's like the piano player. What their energy, their consciousness comes through the music that they're playing. You know, different people play the same pieces of music and it sounds different for every person. And so what makes somebody really famous is not only are they become good technically at playing a certain piece on the piano, but their quality of consciousness comes through. They're able to merge their consciousness with the notes that they're playing. And then that's what we feel, and we understand that the piano is basically just a tool for consciousness, for that person to transmit certain frequencies so we can feel them. So we bring the qualities of consciousness as we merge or walk or move up and down the rungs of the ladder of the tattvas. And the qualities that we bring, that we develop within ourselves of our consciousness, are called the gunas. And the three gunas are sattva, rajas, and tamas, or sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic. So I'm sure many of you have heard of these. But this is the reason for our chanting, our meditation, our vegetarian diets, our whatever you do, is to get that, the more pure consciousness makes it, well, basically more enjoyable, so to speak, but also gives us more fluidity. It gives us more light. So the more pure we are, the more able that we're able to tune our consciousness with these light frequencies. So sattvic being the most pure, and then rajasic being the middle, which is the human. So we have the sattvic realm, which is the angelic realm, and the rajasic realm, which is the human realm, it's of the earth, and then the tamasic realm is the animal realm. So we want to have all of these in balance, but we want to be basically calibrating to the sattvic realm. And the way we can begin to calibrate to the sattvic realm is to hold our identity or our focus in our third eye, which can be, and okay, this is another activation. Wow, thank you, sir. We're getting lots of activations today. Okay, I'm feeling the activation that I'm feeling right now is this stream of light, and it's coming into my crown chakra and out my third eye, and I hear the master telling us that you can be streaming light from your crown out your third eye all the time right now, and be like beams for the command center. And then as you, with pure thought, the reason we need to have more sattvic qualities, be connected, identified with the ethers, because the more pure thought that we have, that's what we manifest around us, because that's the time that we're in. We're claiming and experiencing our ability and blessing to be those that create the reality that we want to see around us. Be the reality that you want to see happen, right? That's just a little variation on the Gandhi quote. So as we, and I think even more so, create the reality that you want to see happen. So the way our master is telling us that we create this is we're streaming light through the crown at the third eye. We're streaming light in from this stepladder of the tattvas. And it can continually flow, which is not only creating the reality that we want to see happen around us, whether it's peace or harmony, or we need certain, you know, clients, or however that shows up for us, it also is keeping us purified. Like, you drink water for the body, and, you know, juices and different things to purify the body, but this stream of light keeps our etheric connection purified, our connection with the divine. So normally I know I say when we teach yoga, and you probably say this also, is to focus on the third eye. And that's totally true and accurate. But the way to keep the focus is to, when you're not able to sit, we're not able to sit in meditation, is to just activate the flow. So the flow of the sattvic light is happening all the time, and that's what the activation that I feel, that the transmission, the tantric transmission that I feel we're receiving from the master right now. Thank you, sir. So just he's saying, yeah, just, he said it's easy, don't make it hard. And I'm feeling, you know, like this light coming into my brain, actually. So you can allow that feeling of those particles of light to be filtering into your brain, activating the neural nets, activating the command center. So the brain is the physical command center, and as we combine that with the etheric realm, the etheric command center, now we breathe that in. Now once that is established, now we breathe it into the other tattvas. So we have water, which has to do with flow, of course. So if you feel that something isn't flowing in your life, then work with the water element. Be aware. Maybe you need to drink more water, or maybe you just need to breathe more and feel the flow. Feel the flow. So now we bring. Now we can notice, and we can ask. Okay, what you can ask yourself once you're stabilized in this sixth world, sixth dimension, the command center, and you can have a thought that you want to command into being whatever it is that you want. You can ask, what tattva do I now need to mix with the etheric realm? And that's what it is. It's an alchemical mix. You can ask, and I think you'll either feel it or you'll hear the words, depending on how you process information. Are you a feeler? Are you clairaudient or clairvoyant? Do you see it? So if you need more flow, you just pull the water element through and allow whatever you want to come to you to flow through you. And this isn't like a grasping, it's a flow. So you also there may be some things you need to let go of. So just be aware of that water element. And then, of course, we've got the fire element. Ooh, the Agni Tattva. And so the fire element is your passion. So is it something that you need more fire about, more passion? So you let that flow. And, of course, you can activate each of these elements. So we know that fire is easily activated with breath of fire. So you might want to include breath of fire in your morning practice if you need more kind of energy to move forward, if things seem a little dull or slow. And then we've got the earth. The Prithvi Tattva, the earth element. So, earth is about gathering things, the earth element, attracting. So if you need to gather something like more money or something to you. So the imbalance of that is to be greedy. So you want to feel that you're gathering to you, but whatever you gather to you, you're also flowing with it. So this has to do with the balance. You're not just having an imbalance of, like, people that have too much attachment, or, that you, if people have a lot of money and they're not sharing, at least sharing part of it, then that element can be stuck. So again, the calibration and what you want to keep going back to, how does this feel with my ether, with my third eye? Is there like a balance and a flow? So you can watch that energetically in your meditation. Is it flowing back and forth? Is my earth flowing with my other elements? And then we've got the air element. And the air is what gives us that ability to expand, to harmonize with all of the galaxies. So that's what we're really, this is what's really happening right now with the solar eclipse. There's a lot of reconnecting with through the air element first. So the solar eclipse, ether, then that would be the first element in the step down ascension ladder, air. So the air gives us lots of space. So that's what I was saying a minute ago. As we break up the density of 3D, the air element is now making room for us to be the expanded beings that we really are. Wow. Okay, beautiful. So just keep breathing that so that our master can keep working with us individually as we talk a little bit more. And yesterday, I think, was the marker for 40 days till the 21st. So one of the meditations that the Master has given us for this transition period is Satanama, which we'll be doing in a few minutes, as I said. So just be aware of that. Good. Okay, there you go. Good. Yes, you're doing great work. I still feel that he's working with us. Good. All right. Wow. Okay. So let's see. The spiritual consciousness is moving into the collective consciousness. And you may have noticed in the news, there's all kinds of upheavals in certain structures that have been very prominent in our world, such as the military. I'm not going to get into specifics because I'm sure you all read the news, but just notice that the air element breaks things up, shakes things up, and things that have been too dense and based on fear are being broken up. So the sixth world, as we move from the Piscean to the Aquarian age, from the Kali Yuga to the Satya Yuga, to the age of truth, to the age of light, the institutions that are based on fear and control over, power over, are literally being shaken loose and broken up. So I just think it's really interesting to watch the news and see that, you know, a lot of things in the government and the military and the financial sectors are being shaken up and changed, and people at the top are moving out of their positions of power. And so it's all very interesting how this is all actually working in our world. So as we move into our sun, synchronizing with the center of the Milky Way galaxy, we are moving into that frequency of the consciousness that passes through it. The consciousness that passes through the center of the Milky Way galaxy, which is the direct connection with Source, is what we're experiencing right now. And it's very electrifying for me. But the consciousness that passes through the center of the Milky Way galaxy as we align with it is what's being opened to us right now as embodied people, so to speak. Wow. These are really, really powerful moments. So the sun, our sun, is at this time with the solar eclipse receiving a ray of synchronizing light. This is going to continue. It's going to happen December 21st too, but it's starting to happen with this eclipse. Receiving a ray of synchronizing light from the center of the Milky Way galaxy at this last eclipse before the 21st of December. And so this ray, what this ray is doing is changing the polarity of the sun, and that's what we're talking about, becoming a magnetic attractive force rather than a magnetic repelling force. So that's what's happening right now. And so this is actually leading up to this 21st great cosmic event. This force is that force that will propel humankind to be ready, to be activated, to cross over from the Kali Yuga, from the Piscean, into the Aquarian age, into the Sattvic age, into the Satya, age of truth, into this new era, the golden age, all these different names that we have for it. So what the Mayans are telling us, and this is really wild, but what the Mayans are telling us is that we are crossing over into this era, by a doorway that was left by them. They left this doorway open for us, and we had to wait and go through this whole 26,000-year elliptical orbit to see the entrance to the doorway so that we could walk through this and be synchronized with this doorway that was left by them, because the Mayans made it through. They're saying they made it through this portal. They made it through to the other side of the looking glass. They made it through this portal of the central sun. So they're saying that they are our mirror image. So they're reflecting to us their consciousness. And it's taken all this time for us being at the outpost far away from the sun in this particular consciousness cycle that we were in to get into alignment and be prepared, and we've been preparing for a long time, to be prepared to accept this frequency as, this is important, as their mirror images. So we're merging with these Mayans and these ascended masters that are literally, that have made it through this portal of the central sun. They're holding this high frequency of consciousness that we need to bring forward to create this golden age. So we're literally mirror images of them, and we're lining up with them right now, just as if you have your hands out, like in the Ramadasa, palms up position, and you're looking at your double, at your soul twin or something. So I'm seeing this row of them right now facing us. So just breathe them in and breathe in your light twin, your light twin. Beautiful. And this reconnection is what lifts up and transforms the world we're in, the current awareness of what civilization is, from a fear-based vibration to the higher harmonies, the higher base harmonies, bringing in the experience of peace. We're not specifically, to make it a little bit more clear, bringing peace onto the planet. We are harmonizing with the frequencies that hold the experience of peace for each person through their heart chakras onto the planet. So we can live in a world of peace because everybody's vibrating at the frequency of peace. And what is not vibrating at that frequency will be shown so that we have a chance to release that density, whatever it is. If it shows up as disease or however it shows up, it could show up as a belief. So if there's something that you're needing in your life that's not happening for you, again, ask, what is my subconscious belief that's anchoring in this lower density for me? And you'll be shown. And then, again, like a shadow, you can embrace your belief and move into that connection with the being that's totally facing you, your soul light twin magnetic being. So each of you has one, I'm being told right now. So just go ahead and just, you have been assigned an interface being to get that consciousness that's coming from those that have made it through the doorway to the other, to the opening, the portal that is at the center of the galaxy, our central sun. The door was left open by the Mayas. They didn't close the door, we just had to become aligned with it so we could have glimpses of this and feelings of this. And as we get closer and closer, but it's been open. That's why if people, you know, could spend a lifetime in meditation or whatever, they could get closer to this. But it's just now for us to actually be able to merge, walk through, to experience what's on the other side of this doorway. So this is, all these things are about this, such an important moment today. So here we are. Here we are at this time, starting the sixth cycle of the sun, the sixth cycle of the sun. And the Mayans tell us that, okay, we've just come out of the fifth cycle, and they tell us that there was four other great civilizations that were all destroyed by great natural disasters. And they also tell us that there's, during this time, that there's going to be natural disasters on the planet, which those that live on the East Coast have had personal experience of, they can attest to the fact that, yes. So I think all things in perspective, because last week we did the healing meditation, and we are totally holding the people that still need warmth and food and shelter and their houses fixed and everything for all that to happen. But on the bigger level, we can step back and say, isn't it a blessing that the whole continent didn't sink, that the whole civilization wasn't destroyed? So compared to what's happened before, the natural disaster that just occurred on the East Coast was kind of just a homeopathic dose of having to deal with some karmic energies that needed to be cleansed, some darkness on the planet, and it's just, that's how it happened. We're only just looking at what happened. So this way of cleansing the collective consciousness at this time, we can be totally thankful, did not destroy our whole civilization as it did four other times. So we are now able to collectively move into the frequency of the sixth cycle of the sun on planet Earth. So yes, we're getting there. So the last cataclysm, which affected the Mayans, was a great flood. it left very few people on the planet. So we're happy we just had a partial flood. So in this time between now and the 21st, we have a time of no time. So it's a really great time for just moving into the void and clearing anything that you need to clear. It's a time to really cleanse some, if there's any karmas that come up for you, or again, as I said, any beliefs. It's really a good time to just look at those and embrace those beliefs and say, I don't need to be bound by that belief anymore. You know, whatever it is that you feel limited by, you can just let that go at this time. So this is the beautiful, beautiful time that we're in. We are close to and moving into the morning of our galactic day, the morning of our galactic day, a time when there's much darkness that's exiting, much darkness is exiting as the sun rises on the sixth world. Okay, let's go ahead and breathe. And remembering that as we breathe activating the Shakti, the Kundalini energy, Muladhara Chakra, that's the first rung, earth, up the ascension ladder. So we're just going to go ahead and you can pull the root lock, activate the Kundalini, move the body a little bit. And know that as we activate our Kundalini, that we're experiencing the Shakti activation, and we're allowing this light that we're receiving right now on this call to move through our bodies. Yogi Bhajan was just reminding me, everybody. Okay, they're listening, and they're sitting and listening very attentively, and have them just go ahead and get a little bit more activation going in their bodies. Okay, good, that's it, that's better. Getting some directions here. Good. So this is the moment where the Shakti is activated in the body, and we're moving into the frequency of the mother, the Gaia, the connection with the earth. The mother is receiving us. The mother is attraction. The mother is holding us in her warmth of the sun, the warmth of her love. So as we activate the Gaia, the Kundalini, the Shakti in our own bodies, it generates the tapa, the heat, the warmth, that can now spread out to everything around us. Okay, good. So just breathe into that. Just feel that activation. Good. Okay. Good. The command center. Let the heat, the tapa, the fire move into your command center, your third eye, and remembering what you want to bring into being. I command. You command whatever it is, and then you say out loud what that is. Good. Okay, great. So we're going to move into our Satyanama meditation. So, for Satyanama, I think everybody on the call probably knows, but you can sit cross-legged with your spine straight, and for the Sa, your thumb touches first finger, Jupiter finger, Ta, middle finger, Saturn, Venus, thumb touches Venus, and then Mercury finger. Sa, Ta, Na, Ma. You put a slight amount of pressure, and as you inhale through your crown chakra, Sa, Ta, and out your third eye. So this is the perfect six-world, six-chakra activation. Balancing the tattvas, moving into alignment with the ethers, your command center. Satanama. Thank you.
Thank you.
inhale. Beautiful. Lift up on the rib cage to suspend the breath, to focus at the third eye. Feel that flow from the crown chakra out your third eye, like a flow. And exhale. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Wow, that was so blissful. I wanted to keep going. So that is the meditation, one of them, that Sri Singh Sabha gave us to practice every day between now and the 21st, winter solstice. Very, very powerful day. Thank you, everybody, so much for being together today. I feel really blessed that we could gather today, and our beloved Ascended Master, Yogi Bhajan's thanking us as we thank him. Share a moment of heart connection gratitude. Good, beautiful. Would anybody like to say anything, command anything, comment on this very auspicious day before we close?
Well, please, I wanted to say two things.
Mm-hmm.
One, the first thing, when you talked about the interface, I forgot to mention, as the solar eclipse happened this afternoon, there was a face that came in through the assimilation of those clouds. Just before the wind, the air, all these things you mentioned in our lecture today, you
mm-hmm.
talked about the air and how the air would sort of usher in this new vibration, and you also talked about how the interface or the Mayans, how they left that door open, and you even talked about the mirror image and our other selves and our twin selves, and to breathe in those images. And so I just wanted to share that even before you talked, and that very eclipse that happened at 12:25 Pacific time today, that image was brought forth, and you just confirmed it through our lecture, so it's the truth. The second thing I wanted to mention is you talked about the solar eclipse, and we as light workers, we know that these eclipses, they come in pairs. So we know we had the solar one today. I don't even know which emotion. I feel like I want to cry and laugh and so much tattva activation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But so we know we had the solar one today.
Mm-hmm.
Then somewhere around the 12th, I think, of December, before the 21st, will have its coupling, the lunar one, the partial lunar one, to end this package,
mm-hmm.
as you know, next month around the same time. So that's all I...
Oh, I'm so happy you shared that. I didn't know that. So thank you. It's always so thrilling to get the levels of confirmation. So since I didn't watch the eclipse on the internet, I'm so happy. I'm so happy that you gave us that information. Thanks, Navdeep. That really touches me deeply.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, would anybody else like to comment, say anything, connect, say hello, say satnam, breathe? Yeah. So Yogi Bhajan reminded me, just to remind everybody, when you inhale and you're feeling that flow of light between the ether, the crown, and the third eye, you feel that flow. When you inhale, to lift up on the diaphragm and suspend the breath, and when we're in that suspended breath, he said you can feel the flow of the ether. When you're in the suspended breath, he said that's where you can actually experience this all. He's telling us that that's when you can actually experience the flow of the 31 levels of the tattvas from source, is when you've suspended your breath. He said not when you're breathing in or out, because you have to be in the receptive neutral zone. So he was wanting us to know that. So, thank you, sir. He said good. Good lecture today. Thank you, Navdeep. And thank you, everybody. Oh, my gosh. Again, I'm so happy and feel so blessed that we could all be together on such an auspicious day. And enjoy your Satanamas this week. And we will reconvene for more Shakti activation next week. Yay! Go, Shakti activators! Until we meet again in 3D, I know we'll all be together. Thank you. Satnam.
Satnam.
that